President Trump has fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents pertaining to the Russian investigation and the Hillary Clinton email scandal with no redactions. Meanwhile, President Trump on Tuesday instructing Republicans to pause negotiations on a coronavirus stimulus package until after the election, instructing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full time on getting his nominee Amy Coney Barrett approved to the U.S. Supreme Court. The president tweeted that negotiations would resume after the election, at which time a bill would be passed to support small businesses and hardworking Americans. Also late Tuesday, several senior Pentagon officials have been moved into quarantine after exposure to the coronavirus by the Coast Guard's vice commandant. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the second debate should be canceled if President Trump still has COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Val Dior. For more, visit usaradio.com.
I know why it's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get two MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page will be the moderator for Wednesday's vice presidential debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris. The debate set to take place at the University of Utah, and Vice President Mike Pence telling supporters he's ready for it.
It's on, everybody. I can't wait to take the debate stage against Senator Kamala Harris, to draw the contrast between President Trump's America First agenda and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' agenda of higher taxes, open borders, a Green New Deal.
Antivirus entrepreneur John McAfee has been charged with evading taxes after failing to report income he made from promoting cryptocurrencies while he did consulting work and made speaking engagements. McAfee evaded taxes by directing his income to be paid into bank accounts and cryptocurrency exchange accounts in the names of others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Congressman Jim Banks is calling on Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to issue an apology for her comments following President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis, accusing her of victim blaming. Following the announcement on Friday that President Trump had tested positive for COVID-19, Pelosi wished the president a safe recovery, but also noted that he had repeatedly been seen at events without wearing a mask. She said he could have taken additional precautions to avoid contracting the virus. Congressman Banks sending Pelosi a letter. As far as any response, he says,
I haven't heard back from Speaker Pelosi. I don't expect to, but the insinuation here that anyone who gets the coronavirus was irresponsible and that's how they picked it up is something that should be offensive to the thousands of men and women who have tested positive for coronavirus. It should be offensive to their families, especially offensive to the families of those who have lost loved ones to the coronavirus. That's exactly what Speaker Pelosi is saying in this comment. She hates the president so much that she's gone so far to insinuate that anyone who picks up this coronavirus has been irresponsible in the process.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to shut down synagogues in New York City if the Jewish community refuses to follow his coronavirus rules. Cuomo saying to the Orthodox community, if you're not willing to live with these coronavirus rules, then I'm going to close the synagogues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.